Not everything that can be counted counts. And not everything that counts can be counted. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted. These words came from that wonderful mind of Einstein. What does that mean? Not everything that can be counted counts. Not everything that can be counted counts. In other words, you can count the grains of sand on the beach, if it's be quite a chore. And not everything that counts can be counted. You count the grains of sand on the beach and they're immaterial. People do guesstimations of them. They never really count them, actually. Do they? Can you imagine any being counting all the grains of sand on the beach? Can you imagine any being counting all the stars in the sky? Oh, they have guesstimations about them, and they have estimations about them. I mean, my goodness, just counting the ones that are named are quite remarkable. But not everything that can be counted counts. See, those things really are not that important. Some people feel they are. And not everything that counts can be counted. Now, what really counts is how many times a wife says to her husband, "Dear, when you walk in the door, this house lights up. Dear," another day, "I know you had a good day at the office because the sparkle in your eyes is so glorious." Another day, "Dear, do you know what the children did today? They learned how to spell your middle name." Your middle name. That's always been a chore, but they learned how to spell it. "Kids, tell your dad how to spell his middle name." And then they do. And do you think he's happy? Do you think he's happy knowing that they were thinking happy thoughts about him that day? And what about the husband who comes into the house and he says, "Sweetheart, my day is complete. I'm with you again." The husband who walks into the house and who says to his wife, "Sweetheart, I think that you've had enough of this house today. We're going out tonight. Now, you don't need to get dressed. We're going to go to a fancy restaurant, but sweetheart, you look fancy wearing whatever you wear." You know, those are things that count, but you can't count them. You can't begin to count the tremendous value that those words have in a marriage relationship or in any relationship. You can't begin to know their value, and you can't begin to count them, because they should be said so spontaneously and so continuously that it's the natural thing to do. Do you think you could ever tell a woman enough times that you love her? Do you think you could ever take a dog and pet him enough times to satisfy him forever? It's an ongoing task. Not a task so much, but an ongoing joy. Do you think that telling your dog that you love him makes that dog feel super? If telling your dog that you love him makes him super, what about telling your kids that you love them? When's the last time you told your kids that you love them? When's the last time you told your husband or wife that you love them? When's the last time you told your mother that you love them? When's the last time you told your associates that you love them? When's the last time you... Because when you tell them you love them, you're loving yourself. This is the love in you that is going out and being shared. And it's uncountable. You can't count it. And you certainly cannot count the repercussion that comes back from such a thing. You know, one woman wanted her ex-husband to help her with some projects, but she couldn't say she loved him. And he still helped her as often as he could, but she couldn't say that she loved him. And then, one day, she was getting ready to ask him for a big favor. And the husband said, I love you. You're wonderful. She said, well, you love everybody. And I said, yeah, that's true. Well, then when you say you love me, it doesn't mean anything. Ho, 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 ho. It means everything in the world, he said. And I said, but he said. The thing is, when you realize that, so then what did she start doing? She started saying, I love you, to her ex-husband. Just before she sent him whatever the latest thing was going to cost her. And you see, that is ludicrous. That is outrageous. That is buying a relationship. That's buying something. And she could have all of her life continued saying, I love you. But she fell out of love with herself. And so she fell out of love with the world. Whenever we have difficulty with others in our world, it's because we fall out of love with ourselves first. And then, when we are in love with ourselves, we're in love with the whole world. You can't count how many times you say, I love you, when you really are a loving person. You cannot count that. You cannot count. Now, Anita Loop, our horse girl, she has a horse, always has a horse. She came here, and the neighbors had a horse, and let her use the horse. And so what did Anita do? She says, I want you to get familiar with me as your friend. So she walked the horse around, and she walked it around on its leash, on its halter, whatever you call it, on its leash, and she walked the horse around, and the horse started getting really friendly with her, and put its head on her shoulders, and, you know, nuzzle her, and make all sorts of overtures toward her, saying, I like you. Now, she couldn't begin to count the number of times she thought, I love you, to the horse. She couldn't begin to count the number of times she said, I love you, to the horse. I love you, big guy. I love you. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You know? And the horse picked this up. She didn't say to the horse, no, I love you, so you've got to behave. You've got to mind me. You've got to do what I tell you to do. And if she were to pull that, the horse would know that she didn't love him. She merely wanted to manipulate and control him, you see. And we're that way too. So, not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted. Our words of love cannot be counted, but they really count. They cannot be ever notified in our book of life how often we have said it. And you know what other words are? A smile, a happy thought, a happy attitude. Those are other things that can't be counted. And they're the most treasured, the most desired, the most wonderful things in all of life. And another thing that can't be counted is how many times we did not judge somebody else. How many times we looked at another person and we saw them doing something that we were not ourselves receptive to or appreciative of, and we didn't judge them. We didn't even say, they must have had some problems today. They must have done. We didn't even do that. We didn't judge because we did not let ourselves be involved. We only were involved in saying, I love you. You know, I was thinking the other day about my mother. And my mother was a little girl at one time, remember? I know you never knew that. And I never knew her as a little girl. I only knew her as a big girl. But when she was a little girl, she lived on a farm in Milton Junction, Wisconsin. And on the farm, of course, you know, in those days, they had horses. They had horses, they didn't have cars. They might have a car, I don't know. But anyhow, but they had horses. And so she would hitch up the horse to the buggy to go to town to do shopping, get groceries and stuff like that, Ellen. And so as she would do that, she was nuzzling the horse, and the horse was just like Mom, very much. And one day, the horse was nuzzling Mom's and nipped her on her nose. Didn't want him to hurt her, but it just a loving nip, but it made a dent on her nose. And all of her life, she had this dent on her nose. Not outrageously dented, but just a little bump, a little nip. And she always said, "That's where my horse loved me." That's where my horse nipped me on the nose, telling me, "I love you," you know. And us kids, we always wanted to nip Mama on the nose and tell her how much we loved her, too. But you see, you can't count all these things. You can't count all these. And you never heard that story before. And there's a lot of stories in my life you've never heard that I never tell because the moment wasn't right for them to be told. But perhaps there'll be more of these stories coming up. Because not that they're memories, but they're times of awakening in me of love, of respect, of honor, of doing a job well. Because you see, Mrs. DeSwart may have been my first Simon Legree, my first terrible person. And then, of course, there was Gertie Dooley, and there was May Rowland, and the other women in my life who taught me many beautiful things. And each one of you teach me many beautiful things. Not everything that can be counted counts, and not everything that counts can be counted. Understand that and start looking at your life, not with judgment as to whether the counting was good or bad or right or wrong, but start counting all of the smiles that you give, and all the love that you give, and all the joy that you give, and all the sharing that you do. And start counting how wonderful you are, because you really are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you,
I love you.